Okay, so in today's session, we're going to go ahead and show you how to manage your Azure Resource Management subscription from Linux and from Mac using PowerShell Core and Azure CLI. We're really going to touch on Azure CLI, but focus very heavily on PowerShell Core so that you can reuse your existing PowerShell scripts that you would use on Windows and execute them out on PowerShell Core on both Linux and Mac so you don't have to rewrite them, but you can still be able to deploy out your infrastructure. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to want to set up our environment. I have installation scripts and other deployment scripts I'm going to use for this demo available on my GitHub repository. So I'm going to go ahead and clone my GitHub repository onto both my local Mac and my local Linux that I set up for the demo so that we can go ahead and work with those scripts. So the first thing you're going to want to do is if you don't have Git installed, you're going to want to go out and install Git now. I'm going to go ahead and make a directory called Git. I'm going to go ahead and do an ls command, see my new folder. I'm going to go ahead and change directory over into that, and then I'm going to go ahead and do a git clone, https colon forward slash github.com forward slash jldean, DEEN. And then we're going to do svcc dash azure mgmt xplat.git. And while this clones onto my local Mac, which is running 10.11.6, I'm going to go ahead and also install it on my Linux system that I have set up. So this is running 16.04. So if I do lsb release dash a, we can see I'm running 16.04. So I'm going to go ahead and make a directory for Git. I'm going to cd into Git, and then I'm going to git clone https github.com jldean svcc dash azure mg. txplat.git. Okay, so this way I'm going to get the installation file set up on both systems. Now I'm going to go over to my Mac since that's already cloned. I'm going to go ahead and cd into that directory, and we're going to go ahead and see what we have. So we have a few folders and a few files. I do see a PowerPoint deck in there. I did this presentation at Silicon Valley Code Camp in San Jose, California this past weekend. So there is a PowerPoint deck that you can peruse at your convenience. There's also a README file that gives an overview of this demo, and there's also a resources list with additional links. So right now we're going to go into our installation folder because again, we're going to want to set up our environment with PowerShell Core, the Azure RM resource modules for PowerShell Core, and then we're also going to want Azure CLI installed. We could do all of those separately, but I actually wrote an installation script that's going to get us that's going to help us get this all set up. So if we go into our install directory and take a look, we see that we have three different folders. We have for Ubuntu 14.04, 16.04, and then Mac OS X 10.11. Since we are using 10.11, we're going to go ahead and cd into that directory. I'm going to see what's in there. And I see that I have a shell script for PowerShell 6.10 alpha. I'm going to go ahead and make that executable. And then I'm going to go ahead and see that script now has been made executable. So now I'm going to go ahead and run it. Okay. Now in the Mac script, it is going to prompt me to enter my password a few times. That's fine. That's completely normal. While this installs on the Mac, I'm going to go ahead and run the same exact commands over on the Linux system so that we can have both systems set up and have them be identical. Because what we're going to do here is we're going to use the same exact PowerShell script that we would use on our Windows system, and we're going to run it from both Mac and Linux and deploy out two different deployments in our Azure Resource Management subscription. Okay, so I am typing my password for my Linux system. And now we're installing, again, .NET Core, PowerShell Core, Azure CLI, and the Azure RM modules for PowerShell Core. Okay, so now that that finished installing on my Mac, I can go ahead and clear the screen, and I can go ahead and type the word PowerShell to enter into PowerShell Core that's now been installed on the system. So now I can go ahead and test it by also importing the module that I installed. Okay. So I see that it imported fine. I'm going to clear the screen. And now if I were to do add dash Azure RM and then press tab twice, I see that I am presented with two different options, meaning that the module did import. So at this point, I can go ahead and stop using Terminal. We're actually going to switch over to Visual Studio Code so that we can take a look at some of the deployment scripts and then run them right from our integrated terminal in Visual Studio Code. So I'm going to go ahead and minimize this and bring up Visual Studio Code. Again, this is also free and open source. So if you don't already have this installed, I do recommend installing this. Git is built right into it. So I'm going to go and open that Git repository so that I can make changes to my script if I want to as a systems administrator, and then push those changes back up to my repo and make sure that I'm kind of working with that source control and utilizing good DevOps practices. So I'm going to go here over into my Git folder and just click the hierarchy folder for the repository. Great. So I see that it brings up the editor and I see that I have all my folders as well as additional files. So now I can also press Control backtick to bring in my integrated terminal. And from the integrated terminal, I can type PowerShell and enter into my PowerShell instance. I'm going to go and click the arrow next to deployment, and we can make this a little bit bigger if we want. Okay, so I see that I have two different PowerShell scripts in here, one for simple Linux and one for Windows. We're going to go ahead and use the Linux one today just to show for a demo. It creates a lot faster. We can also ignore this message right up here at the top. This is a recommendation to install a PowerShell extension. I do have that same extension listed in the resources file, so you can go and install a few different extensions at your leisure. I'm going to go ahead and close this right now. And so I see the PowerShell script right here. I'm using positional parameters to capture location, resource, and name. So I can just reference in one line of code down here in my integrated terminal, I can just reference this PowerShell script, type in plain text the location, resource, and name for my deployment and for my resource group, and then it's going to go out and create everything. The way that it's doing that is I also have a function where it's going to check to see if I'm logged in. If I'm not logged into my Azure subscription, it's going to prompt me to log in. And then it's going to also output onto the screen just to confirm so I'm aware the location that I am putting the VM in. It's going to repeat it back to me. It's also going to give me the name of my resource group and the name of my deployment. For the purpose of this demo, I did specify a template from our GitHub Quick Start templates, which are available on GitHub. Again, you can go and check them out. You can, if you wanted to use your own template or your own JSON file, you could simply update this to a URI that you own, or you can update the commit, the switch to template file. So this is going to, I'm setting a variable with this particular JSON template for just a simple Linux deployment. I'm going to then use the new dash Azure RM resource group commandlet to create a new resource group. And then I'm going to use the new Azure RM resource group deployment commandlet to create a new deployment. So if I go and down here in my integrated terminal, change over to the deployment folder, I'm going to go ahead and hit simple Linux. I don't have to make this executable because I'm in PowerShell. And now I'm going to go ahead and remember the positional parameters up at the top. Location, resource, and name. It does have to be in that order for what I specify. So I'm going to type West US. I'm going to type, let's see, posh demo, and then posh for PowerShell demo. So again, we have the location, we have the resource group name, and the deployment name, and I'm utilizing this script. So, and this is the same script that I can run on a Windows system from Windows PowerShell. So I'm going to go ahead and press Enter. I'm not logged in, so it is going to prompt me to log in. And all I have to do is copy this authorization code to authenticate. I'm going to open up my browser and go to aka.ms/device login. So I actually already have it bookmarked. I'm going to go ahead and paste that in. I am doing this on my Microsoft subscription. So I will need to authenticate with two-factor authentication. So in other words, this script does work with two-factor authentication. So I'm logged in there. While I'm here, I'm going to go into my subscription. And I can see in the background here that it did log me in and it is starting the deployment. I'm going to click on resource groups over here on the left. And I see that it did start my Posh demo deployment. So if I look back here, we're going to go back over to Visual Studio Code. It's prompting me for an admin username. I could use a parameters file if I wanted to already pipe this in. But for the purpose of the demo, I wanted to show you how interactive this is. So we're going to go ahead and do Posh admin. Press enter. I'm also going to have to specify a password. And then one neat thing is I'm also going to have to specify a DNS label prefix. So this will give me a DNS name rather than having to go and type in an IP address. This is already going to assign DNS to that IP address. So I'm going to go ahead and do posh demo for my DNS label prefix. Once I press enter, it's going to go through and continue with the deployment. It's also going to give me status updates. So it's going to confirm that the template is valid. It's going to create the template deployment. And it's going to check the deployment status every few seconds to report back. So while this goes on the Mac side, I'm going to go over and do the exact same thing on the Linux side so we can watch two different deployments going simultaneously with the same script from two different operating systems. Okay, so now I'm over here on my Linux side and I'm going to go ahead and type PowerShell. Make sure the PowerShell works fine. I'm going to go ahead and import the module again. Okay. Double check that that works. Okay, so it looks like that works. Again, I'm going to minimize terminal, bring up Visual Studio Code. I'm going to go ahead and open our GitHub repo. Okay. And again, I see the simple Linux PowerShell script, the same as I do from, and I can also minimize the extensions. I don't need those right now, but I do see the simple Linux PowerShell script the same way as I did on the Mac. So I'm going to go ahead and do Control Backtick to bring up my terminal. I'm going to go ahead and type the word PowerShell to enter into my PowerShell instance. I'm going to cd into the deployment directory. I'm going to go ahead and run the simple Linux deployment script, and I'm going to go ahead and push this into WestUS posh demo Linux, posh demo Linux. We're going to go ahead and press enter. We will have to authenticate again on this system because this is a different instance and a different system. So we want to make sure that we're going to authenticate into the right subscription. So we're going to go to aka.ms/device login. Paste in that authorization code. Press continue. If you do have two-factor authentication, again, it will work. So I'm going to go ahead and do that again. Okay, so now I'm authenticated in there. I'm going to go ahead and access my Azure portal again from this system as well, just so I have it up. Okay, click on resource groups. And I do see the Posh demo that was done on the Mac, and then I see the Posh demo deployment that was pushed from the Linux, and I do see that it has started. So if I go back over to the Visual Studio Code instance, again, I'm prompted for a new admin username, so I'll just do Posh demo, do a super secret password, And then again, I am given the option to set a DNS label prefix. In this case, it's not an option. I do have to set it as it is part of the JSON template that I'm using from the Azure Quick Start templates. So I'm going to go ahead and do posh demo Linux, press enter, and it's going to go through and again complete the deployment the same way it did on the Mac. And it's also going to validate the template, and it's going to give me update notifications every few seconds or minutes as it pushes through and completes. So we'll go ahead and watch this start. It's going to check the status. I see here that it is provisioning my public IP address, my storage account, my virtual network. This is not only creating the deployment of the virtual machine, this is creating all the dependencies and all the resources, everything that this deployment needs to fully be set up, I guess, or stood up. So after it completes, I can go ahead, now that this is going from the Linux side, we can go back over to the Mac side and check to see how the Mac side completed. Okay, so I see that when this one completed, it did give me an SSH command where I have my DNS information already put out here. I also, if I go ahead and bring this up a little, it gives me the admin username. The password is kept in a secure string, so it will not output that. It confirms the version of Ubuntu that it went ahead and deployed. And the neat thing is I can go right from here, copy this SSH command, press this plus button to start a new terminal session, which is going to start in Bash because I typed PowerShell from Bash to enter into my PowerShell core, but my default terminal is still my Bash instance. So from Bash, I can now go over here and click paste. It's going to automatically allow me to tunnel into that system that I set up. I'm going to go ahead and say yes to add this to my known host file. And then I'm going to go ahead and type my password I assigned. Okay, and now I'm tunneled in properly. So I can go ahead and take a look around the system. There isn't anything on here. I didn't set anything up. But this is a fully working system that, again, is deployed out in my Posh Demo resource group that I created from this PowerShell script that I originally wrote for Windows, used on a Mac, used on a Linux, and now was able to set up a virtual machine, a network interface, a public IP address, a virtual network, and a storage account all from one simple script. Well, this is great, but let's say I no longer need this and now I want to clear this out. And again, I already have a script that I've used from Windows that I can just reuse on this Mac. So if I go back over to the PowerShell instance, since I already have a session authenticated there, I'm going to go ahead and change directories back up. And then I'm going to, well, first off, let me go ahead and clear out of this. Okay, and then I'm going to change directories back one, and I'm going to cd into my cleanup directory. Now, if I do an ls command here, I see that I have a cleanup.powershell1, and then I also have a cleanup cli powershell1. So over here on the left-hand side, if I go ahead and drop this down, we can take a look at the two scripts. Again, I'm using a positional parameter so that I can just reference the script itself in one command and then put in plain text the name of the resource group that I want to go ahead and clean up. And then it runs the one Azure resource management commandlet for remove-Azure RM resource group. And it's going to automatically remove my VM and everything else that accompanies it in one command. If I look at Azure CLI, it's the same thing. The only difference is I do have to run Azure config mode ARM to change the configuration mode to ARM rather than the default ASM. And then it's going to run the Azure group, delete, and capture the resource in plain text. This is kind of the difference between CLI. Since PowerShell Core is still very much in an alpha stage, there's only 445 commands compared to the 2800 plus that currently exist on Windows. And there are a few in the Azure RM commandlets as well. I think there's about 15 or 20 that are still missing. So if you find that you still don't have enough commands to really manage your subscription, or you want to manage things in ASM, you might want to still use CLI. So I included a few scripts for both depending on what your environment is. In this instance, we're going to go ahead and just use the resource management PowerShell script. We're not going to go ahead and run it from CLI. I'm going to go ahead and type cleanup.ps1. And then the name of the resource group again was Posh Demo. Press enter. I'm going to go ahead and say why, because I am sure I want to remove that resource group. And now it's performing the operation on the target. So I can check over here actually. Okay, so if I go ahead and check back over here on Posh Demo, now I see that it is deleting. So again, I'm going to minimize this. We're going to remind that later. Okay, so not now, close. We can go ahead and again do the same thing from the Linux side. So if I go back over to the Linux system, I see that this completed here. Again, I can copy this command right down here to go ahead and tunnel into my new instance that was set up. I don't want to paste that actually from PowerShell. I do want to start a new Bash instance. I'm going to go ahead and paste that over here. Type in the password. Okay. Great. And now I see that I am, again, tunneled in to the virtual machine that I set up in my resource group that I deployed from a PowerShell script that was written for Windows and executed on my Linux system. So I can go ahead and, again, run an ls-la. I don't see much in here. I do see that it's set up OpenSSL, it looks like, or OpenSSH, because I do have a .ssh folder. That's kind of nice. If I go ahead now and go back over to PowerShell, again, I want to go ahead and clean up this deployment using the same script that I just ran on the Mac, but now I want to run it on the Linux system. So I'm going to go ahead and clear this screen. I'm going to change directories back to my main root directory for the GitHub repo, and then I'm going to change directory over into the cleanup folder, and I'm going to run the cleanup.powershell1 script. I'm going to specify posh demo Linux, which was the name of the resource group I created. I'm going to press enter. And now we're going to go ahead and press yes. So again, this is performing the operation. It's going to go ahead and remove that resource group. If I go back over to my instance here and refresh and go ahead, I can double check and see what's going on the Posh Demo one, which again was the deployment I did from the Mac. I can see that it is proceeding and it is removing the resources in that resource group. And if I click on the Posh Demo one, I can see that that also has started too. So both of these are going to run through. It could take up to 15 minutes or so to clean up the deployments on both ends. But I executed the same script that I wrote on Windows from both a Linux Ubuntu 16.04 system and Mac 10.11.6. Okay, so one thing I wanted to touch on is the difference between PowerShell Core and Windows PowerShell as far as commandlets. Since PowerShell Core is still in alpha right now, there are some commands missing, as I mentioned earlier in the video. For example, on PowerShell Core 6.10 alpha, there's currently 449 commandlets available compared to the 2,800 that are available for Windows PowerShell. Also, if we take a look at the Azure RM resource modules, we'll see that there are currently 55 commandlets available for PowerShell Core compared to the 69 that exist on Windows. One thing that does align perfectly is actually in the Azure RM profile. So the previous one was Azure RM resources. In the Azure RM profile, there are 15 commandlets available for PowerShell Core, and there are 15 commandlets available for Windows PowerShell. So we do see that there is some room for growth, still some room for improvement. It is still an alpha. It is still a project that is being worked on. It is open source. It is community driven. It is available on GitHub. If you have tried it out and want to make suggestions or want to improve it, please go out and do so. We would love to have more input and more contributions from the GitHub community and from the community as a whole who use PowerShell. All right, that wraps up our video for today. Please don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe, send me an email. I would love to hear from you.